In this bulletin, early voting begins in the federal election. Around 60 people fear dead after a bomb hit a school in eastern Ukraine. And in tennis, Spanish teenager Carlos Alcaraz wins the Madrid Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Early voting in the federal election is now underway. About 550 early voting centres will be open nationwide in the lead-up to the election on May 21. The Australian Electoral Commission says anyone who can vote in person on election day should do so, but says there are plenty of options available for those who can't. The Labor Party has announced a $150 million plan to get high achievers into teaching and increase the number of science and mathematics teachers. Some 5,000 students with an ATAR of 80 or above will be able to receive $10,000 a year to study teaching and an extra $2,000 if they move to the bush. The plan would also fund 1,500 extra placements to support scientists and mathematicians as they work part-time as teachers while getting a master's degree in education. Labor's Tanya Plibersek says it means the best and brightest will enter the teaching field.
In order to lift the standards of people going into teaching, in order to tackle the slide in results, and in order to deal with the massive shortage of teachers we already have that's only scheduled to get worse, Labor has a plan to attract more high achievers into teaching.
Around 60 people are feared dead after a bomb hit a village school in eastern Ukraine. About 90 people were believed to be sheltering in the school when it was hit by a Russian bomb and caught fire. This man, inspecting the rubble at the destroyed building, believes there are no survivors.
57 people were here. At the moment, only 7 managed to escape. It is unlikely others have survived. The crater is down to the basement. It's horrible.
The United States First Lady Jill Biden has made an unannounced visit to Western Ukraine. She met with Ukraine's First Lady, Olena Zelenska, who called Ms. Biden's visit a very courageous act amid daily air sirens and military attacks. Ms. Biden says her visit is a show of support for Ukraine.
I thought it was important to show the Ukrainian people that this war has to stop. And this war has been brutal. And that the people of the United States stand with the people of Ukraine.
Tasmania's Premier Jeremy Rockliffe has tested positive for COVID-19 and will isolate for 7 days. Mr. Rockliffe says he woke up this morning with mild virus symptoms and returned a positive rapid antigen test. Mr. Rockliffe is fully vaccinated and has received a booster. Millions are heading to the polls in the Philippines to choose the next president. The candidate tipped to win is Ferdinand Bongbong Marcos Jr., the son of the nation's former dictator, Ferdinand Marcos. The death toll from a gas explosion at a luxury hotel in Cuba has risen to 31. Cuba's health ministry says 84 people have been injured in the blast and 24 are in hospital. The 5-star hotel was preparing to reopen after being closed for 2 years when an apparent gas leak caused an explosion. And in tennis, Spanish teenager Carlos Alcaraz has won the Madrid Open. The 19-year-old defeated Germany's Alexander Zverev in the final in straight sets 6-3, 6-1. It's his 4th tournament win this year. Well, now the weather. Perth mostly sunny, 25 degrees. Adelaide partly cloudy and 20. Melbourne mostly sunny, 17. Hobart mostly sunny and 16 degrees. Canberra partly cloudy, 17. Wollongong, showers and 19, similar for Sydney, a top of 20. Newcastle, a few showers, 22 degrees. Brisbane also showers, 22. Cairns, showers and 29. And Darwin, a sunny day and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.